This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know that Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Good morning. I am here.
Good morning, Jeff. For those playing at home, Steve, you got to get out of here first.
Fine, then I'll get out of here.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You are allowed to pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What does the T in PTA stand for?
Teacher.
Correct. Herb Peterson invented which breakfast sandwich?
Pass.
In what early 2010s year did Gangnam Style by Psy go viral?
10, 11, 12.
12, yes. What is the deepest lake in Washington State?
Lake Erie?
No.
Pass.
What type of alcohol is Barbancourt?
A liqueur?
No.
A rum?
Yes, rum. What exercise product was famously endorsed by Suzanne Summers in infomercials?
Bowflex?
No.
Pass.
What kind of cancer did Ronnie James Dio die from?
Testicular?
No.
Lung?
No.
Heart?
No. In what mid-80s year did gymnast Mary Lou Retton win the all-around gold at the Summer Olympics?
84, 85,
yes, 84.
86.
What does an ombrometer measure?
Ombres.
No, but you got 4 correct, Jeff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
I got on as a backup today, so
you
that was
did.
Cool.
And then you got called up to the big leagues. Steve is back, but is he ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What does the T in PTA stand for?
Time.
No.
Teacher.
Yes. Herb Peterson invented which breakfast sandwich?
I'm going to go with waffles.
No.
Eggos.
No.
Herb Peterson. What breakfast?
Sandwich.
Sandwich. The Egg McMuffin.
Yes. In what early 2010s year did Gangnam Style by Psy go viral?
2011.
No.
2012.
Yes. What is the deepest lake in Washington State?
What?
The deepest lake in Washington State.
The Columbia?
No.
Oh, wait. Lake. Lake. Lake Union.
No.
Pass.
What type of alcohol is Barbancourt?
Whiskey.
No.
Rum.
Yes. What exercise product was famously endorsed by Suzanne Summers in infomercials?
Oh, I know this one. I'm going to try not to say it too creepy, but the Thighmaster.
Yes. What kind of cancer did Ronnie James Dio die from?
Rectum?
No.
Throat?
No.
Year?
No. What in what mid-80s year did gymnast Mary Lou Retton win the all-around gold at the Summer Olympics?
What 80s what?
What mid-80s year?
84.
Yes. Steve, with that, you got 6 correct, and that is a win. Yes. 6-4.
Let's go.
Sorry, Jeff. Good next time.
Thank you, Jeff.
The deepest lake in our state is Lake Chelan.
I could not think of a single lake. Well, clearly, I guessed Columbia first.
Yeah. You were really onto something there. Ronnie James Dio passed from stomach cancer.
Oh, okay.
And then one that you did not get to, what does an umbrometer measure? Very important here in the state of Washington.
Umbrellas?
No.
Ah! Rain?
Yes.
It does.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Congratulations on your victory. We actually have a new shirt that anyone can purchase, whether you beat Migs or not. It is called the I Beat Migs shirt, and your friend puts you down as a dog man character.
Yes,
on the
he
shirt.
Did. Yes, he did. It's awesome.
It is very cool, and you can get your very own exclusively at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a pretty fabulous new feature on the Odyssey app, and you can leave us a voice message that way. We've been getting a bunch of messages on there, and some have been very interesting.
And one listener left us a voice message complaining about something, which led to him saying this.
Getting old.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Green Day.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Whenever you please, you can get out your smartphone, open up the Odyssey app, and leave us a voice message. Steve, what kind of action we got in there today?
I got one from earlier this morning based on the conversation we were having about muffins. Mm. Are you ready for the first voice message?
Of course.
Through the Odyssey app.
It's crazy how much art imitates life. I literally just had to make one of the hardest decisions, and it was relevant to an earlier conversation. My coworker brought in muffins, and there were 3 options. It took me a good 2 minutes to figure out which one I wanted. My choices were blueberry, triple chocolate chunk, and cinnamon chip muffins. I went with the tried and true blueberry. But what about you? What would you have chose out of those 3? And out of curiosity, what is your favorite muffin?
Well, the one I would choose, which is my favorite muffin, is the blueberry. It would be a no-brainer.
That would not be my choice. What was the second one?
It was chocolate chunk or some kind of cinnamon chip.
Either one of those would be fine, just not blueberry. Blueberry can go straight in the trash.
Wow!
I mean, really?
Wow. Yeah, I don't like blueberries.
Yeah, but blueberry muffin, I mean, that's pretty much the goat of muffins. Danny, are you a blueberry guy?
Well, Taryn's opinion is, as usual, is trash.
So yes, blueberry muffins are the absolute goat of muffins.
So is that what you guys would choose? If any muffin was available to you, that's what you would take?
I would be disappointed if there's not a blueberry muffin. Like, I've seen when someone comes from work, they go to some little fancy-ass, like, pastry shop, and they bring in a bunch of muffins. I'm like, where the hell is the blueberry muffin?
The only exception is during the fall when they have a pumpkin muffin with
cream cheese.
Okay, that one is actually pretty good.
Poppy seed all the way, baby. Poppy seed muffin.
Poppy seed?
Yeah.
You just like to get high, don't you?
I hope you get drug tested and kicked out of the building for this.
Oh, no.
All right, next voice message.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, I'm not working today because, well, I...
Was that a fart?
I hope so. That might be the first one we've gotten.
I'm not working.
I think that's a fart.
What is this guy doing? Let it be known, today was the day we got our first fart.
Is he on the toilet?
I'm not working today because, well,
I'm farting.
I got my ankle yesterday.
Oh.
Thought I could go skateboarding with my son. I used to skateboard all the time, high school, college. Realized rather quickly that I can't skateboard anymore. So here I am, leg up on a pillow, icing it up, getting old.
Okay, that was
another one.
This guy's ripping ass.
I mean, There was a time we went skiing a handful of years ago, and we had Brad's son, my stepson Brandon, with us, and I wanted to like show off, like, yeah, I'm cool, I can still do jumps like the kids do.
Right.
And so he goes flying off this jump, I follow right behind him, boom. When I land, I was seeing stars. Like, I was like, uh-oh, that did not feel good. I landed real bad, and I was, you know, in my mid-30s at this time. I'm done with jump. Last time I ever went off a jump.
We have audio of you landing. Hey, there you are. I remember trying to skateboard in my 30s. And I got on the skateboard, and just standing on the skateboard and not having done it in probably, you know, 15 years, I was terrified. And I was like, I got to get off of this thing. I'm going to kill myself if I stay on this on the skateboard. So I never, I literally stood on it outside. I'm like, you know, I should start like skate. I was like, I'll just skateboard to places. This will be fun. I didn't even make it like 5 feet. I was like, this is so terrifying. I do not have the balance anymore for this.
You gave it all of your sum.
Yeah, I did nothing. Danny, have you skateboarded recently?
Not really. Not since the pandemic. Yeah. I really got like into it again for the pandemic because it was just like, oh, there's nothing to do. Might as well just go skateboard by Alki.
Yeah.
And I was fine at it. Not good, but like I at least could stand up on it, but I don't want to do it again.
Yeah.
It kind of scares me.
And with the, like, I remember trying to snowboard after not doing, I used to snowboard a little bit in college, not a lot. Like, I wasn't any kind of a pro, but then I remember coming out here and going snowboarding with some people, and I bit it pretty bad. I'm like, you know, I don't like this enough to be willing to go through the trials and tribulations of trying to be a better snowboarder again.
Yeah, absolutely not. That said, I am envisioning you on a longboard with like DJ Strawberry on a leash, just like cruising the mean streets of Puyallup.
I do not have the balance for that. Meanwhile, Tatum is like, she's on like this little scooter holding DJ. DJ's pulling her, and I'm like, this seems like a terrible idea, but it is very entertaining to watch the two of them together doing this.
I love it.
The Daily Migs Show.
People are going on strike, and it's all because of a black t-shirt. We're going to tell you all about it at 7:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
More than 1,000 Starbucks baristas have gone on strike due to the new dress code that Starbucks is implementing. They want you to wear a solid black shirt and very specific colored bottoms so that everybody kind of looks more cohesive.
Like khakis, black jeans, or blue jeans.
Yes. This is the NBC News report talking about the new dress code.
Monday marked the start of new rules on what baristas are allowed to wear under those famous green aprons, the company requiring workers to wear plain black t-shirts and khaki, black, or blue denim bottoms. Starbucks Workers United, the union representing workers at 570 of Starbucks' 10,000 company-owned U.S. stores, says the dress code should be subject to collective bargaining. They filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board over the company's alleged failure to bargain.
Finding out last minute that you need to go out and purchase a brand new dress code that you can't afford, it's completely out of touch. Most of us
I'm having the hardest time with this. I ain't gonna lie to you. Maybe it's just because maybe I'm a little bit older, and I don't mean. I know we need to like take care about the wants and needs of the young generation, but we're talking about a black T-shirt.
And apparently, Starbucks was gonna give all the employees two branded black T-shirts to like start them off.
And even if they can't, you can go to Target or Walmart and probably get a plain black T-shirt for $5
or less.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a douche, but come on. This is what we're striking about.
I actually agree with you, Steve.
And the pants? So you don't have blue jeans or black pants or khaki pants? Well, it's not like they were asking you to wear like a 49ers jersey every day. Now that I can understand. I would go on strike about that. But they're just saying put on a black T-shirt so that way the green apron pops.
It's really not that. It's not that wild.
Okay. I thought maybe I'm just alone. Danny, are you on board with this? Would you strike?
No. No, especially because it's so easy. Right. Like you said, and you can go to Target, Walmart, and get like super cheap black jeans. Like it's not like they're, super expensive.
And I know corporate can't do this, but I mean, I bet if you went to every single person that was striking and said, "Let me go into your closet right now," I bet you have something that you can wear.
Yes. Have you ever been forced to wear a dress code at any of the jobs you've had?
Yeah, here at work, I'm forced to wear this blue jeans and this plain black hoodie shirt that I wear every day.
I mean, look at, I'm wearing literally the Starbucks uniform today.
In high school, I had to wear a uniform.
Like to school?
Yeah.
What was the uniform like?
We had two options. You could either do a button-down shirt, and they had certain ones, and they were just like, they were like hard and uncomfortable, but like you had to buy them from them as well. These crappy slacks, or you could wear a turtleneck. And for a while, we found a workaround because they didn't say what kind of turtleneck. So we would buy those Dickies, like the fake turtlenecks.
You just tuck in?
And we'd wear a band T-shirt and put the turtleneck under it. Like we'd walk into school with just wearing our band shirt. And then when school started, we'd put the fake turtleneck over our neck and then be like, what? I'm wearing a turtleneck. And then eventually they shut that down as well.
Oh, I liked it. But I like that you had a workaround. That's very noble.
Yeah, it lasted like 5 months. Not even. Like, because eventually somebody wore an offensive T-shirt and they're like, okay, yeah, this is not how it's going
to
go.
No. Well, what about our listeners? Have you ever had to follow a dress code? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you've ever had to follow a dress code, we want to know what it was. What did they make you wear? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to talk dress codes after AC/DC. Many Starbucks employees are rattled because they have to follow a dress code now. So what about you? Have you ever had a dress code at your job or school? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, we have someone on hold whose dress code involved pasties.
Oh.
Yeah.
Must have went to a Catholic high school as well.
Obviously. But first, let's check in with Jason from Redmond. Jason, have you ever had to follow a dress code?
Yeah, the one I called in about was actually Starbucks. I worked at Starbucks my first job back in 2006, and the uniform was a white or black collared shirt with black or khaki pants or shorts.
Now, was this also back in, because remember back in the day, I think someone even texted about it, where you had to hide all your tattoos too?
Yes. So we had employees with tattoos that would put Band-Aids over them. Earrings had to be super plain, and that was the rule back in the mid-2000s.
I remember that, like, you pull up and someone hand you coffee and they have, like a Band-Aid on their arm, like a big one. Like, what happened? And, like, nothing. I have a tattoo under it. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting way to hide it.
So, Jason, question about the dress code that they're putting out now. Would you say that it gives you more options than when you were working there back in 2006?
Yeah, if it can be a regular T-shirt instead of a polo and I can wear blue jeans, I've got that in my closet.
I feel like most people would. And a few people brought up a point that they can't change something without getting the approval of the union and all that.
Yes.
That does make sense. But it does. It seems like such a weird thing to be arguing about is that when someone's complaining about, like, I have to now go get black T-shirts. I'm like, I think you have black T-shirts. And if they're willing to provide them, I don't understand why you're bitching about that part.
206-803-ROCK. Kat from Federal Way, have you ever had to follow a dress code?
Hell yeah. When I went and worked Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, I worked at this camp resort, and it was a nudist camp resort. So us bartenders, the minimum we could wear was panties and pasties. It was sick. You could wear whatever you wanted, but you had to be covered. But they highly encouraged you to be as naked as possible.
So did you
I've never heard of a dress code where the dress code is, don't get dressed.
Kat, did you already have a selection of pasties, or did you go pasty shopping?
Well, I had a bunch of bikinis, and when I showed up, I saw what the other girls were wearing, like barely nothing. So, I mean, I didn't come as equipped as I thought I did. It was very surprising. It was fun. It was sick.
And that was at Sturgis. That was at Sturgis?
Oh, yeah. Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota.
Yeah. I've heard stories. I feel like that might be one of the tamer things that have happened at Sturgis, too.
I think that might need to be one of our next field trips, Steve.
Let's go.
Let's go to Sturgis.
All right, I think we need motorcycles first.
Yeah, that can be arranged. 206-803-ROCK. Daryl from Shelton, have you ever had to follow a dress code?
Yeah, I worked for the state, and I was a firefighter, so we had uniforms and our chief set uniform of the day and stuff like that. But he was super cool, so he always made sure we were always really comfortable.
Mm.
That's nice.
I like a comfortable man in uniform.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Part of me wishes that, I don't wish that we had a dress code here, but like, there's something nice about not having to think about what you have to wear every day.
Does he just sound like a Catholic schoolboy or
oh
what?
Oh, my yeah. God. I would hate it.
It just levels the playing field, you know?
I don't care about that. I just don't want to wake up in the morning and be like, whoa, where are my jeans? Where are my shirts? Like, just make the decision-making easy for me. What if it was just black T-shirt and black pants?
That's we wear every day.
Yeah, Steve. Like, what? It's not that decision hard-making.
Well, it'd be nice to not have to worry about it.
I think we're following a dress code without actually being told we have to follow a dress code.
Fair point. All right. I'll just sit back here and listen.
206-803-ROCK. Fisher from Bellevue, do you have to follow a dress code?
Yes. Me and Evan both have been to Catholic school our whole lives, and we have to follow a dress code, and we love it.
Whoa. What's the dress code? Tell me what you got to wear.
Yeah, we have to wear a polo, like a collared shirt, and then khakis of some sort.
Do you have to, like, iron your khakis or steam them every day, make them look all pressed and nice?
We also have a mass attire for, like, whenever we have church, and for that we have to, like, iron, like, a shirt and wear a tie and whatnot.
Oh, that's so fun. I'm fine with the polo.
The polo's cool.
I remember in Catholic high school, it was so bad. At the beginning of the year, you'd have to be on high alert because we would get the button-down shirts with a pocket. And I don't know why, but it was just a thing in our Catholic high school. If you were walking by and somebody still had their pocket, you would go over there and, like, hey, what's up? And then grab the pocket and rip it.
Oh.
So, like, by, like, the second week of school, all of us are walking around with just pocketless button-down shirts. Like, the shirt, like, it would rip pretty clean. But, of course, you'd see, like, the little dots stitches. Where the stitches were. And it was like, what are we doing?
Boys will be boys.
Pretty much, yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve today? And by chance, were you listening to the cheat sheet during the men's room yesterday at 5:40? Because that could help you beat this man. We gave out three of the correct answers to the game. And right now, he's got a record of 155 wins, 56 losses, and 37 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.